Weird AF News, where we've got your daily dose of weird.
A Wisconsin high school is going to stop giving out awards for the largest breasts and buttocks. A Louisiana woman allegedly shoots her pet llama named Earl in a revenge attack. And a Home Depot bomb threat was actually a customer warning others that he's about to poop in the customer stall. These weird stories are going to be what I'm covering today on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm your host, Jonesy. Let's do it.
Yay!
A Wisconsin high school is going to stop giving out awards for the largest breasts and the largest buttocks to the cheerleading squad. This is... I can't even believe this is real. Shout out to my buddy Ben for sending this to me. Kenosha, Wisconsin, of Wisconsin High School's ending cheerleading awards given annually to girls with the largest breasts or largest buttocks, dubbed Big Booty Awards or Big Booby Awards. After the American Civil Liberties Union demanded action following repeated complaints from parents and a former coach to the district officials. How did they not know this was going to be a problem? I don't get it. It kind of reminds me, though, of... I knew a girl that I was hooking up with back in New York City, and she had a marvelous body, and she did at one time say to me that she was voted by, in her high school yearbook, she was voted as having the nicest ass. She was like, I was voted nicest ass or best ass or whatever. And I remember being shocked by that. I'm like, you're high school? But I think she went to high school in Florida, so it kind of makes sense. Seriously, I believe she went to high school in Florida. This is crazy, though. Big booty award goes to, what do you think of that? Do they get a ribbon or like a statue of a booty and they bring it home? And what do the parents say about that? Where'd you get this big booty statue, honey? Oh, well, you know, the cheerleading squad and the coach thinks the world of my butt. So I got this award. So coaches at Tremper High School, which is the name of this high school, give out awards each year recognizing the most improved or hardest working cheerleaders. In at least the past 2 years, they have also given what they called gag awards, according to the ACLU of Wisconsin. Those awards also included one in 2018 for String Bean, which is the thinnest team member. Also, somewhat insulting. The ACLU, which sent a letter demanding that the district discipline staff involved with these awards, said the emails and other documents it obtained during a year-long investigation showed the awards were handed out at a banquet attended by about 100 people, including coaches, family members, and friends of the students. Oh, man, can you imagine being... You go to attend that dinner and your daughter gets a biggest boobs award? I mean, can you imagine? How does that even... How does that fly for more than a year? I mean, how does that... I don't understand how it can go that long. One banquet... And my daughter gets the best booty award. It's over. That's over. I'm going to knock out the coach. I mean, I don't care. Among those who complained was the former track coach, Patty Hupp. She emailed the principal of the school last year to express her concerns after a parent notified her about these shocking awards. Here's a quote. "I don't think it takes much to see that this is extremely degrading to women." Yeah, no kidding. Netch told the cheerleading coaches, I guess Netch is the principal of the school, the cheerleading coaches in an April email, I guess from last school year, that he would launch an investigation into these awards after receiving complaints from four different people. He later told a parent who followed up that he had found no evidence of wrongdoing. The principal found no evidence of wrongdoing. Yeah, the evidence is right there. I'm sure there's a video of the banquet. The evidence is this statue in the shape of some titties that was given to a young lady in front of her grandmother. That's the evidence, you dummy. When the parent asked for justification, the principal wrote in a letter that the awards were just meant to be funny and the coaches were just joking around. Yeah, that's what I want. I'm a parent. I want my young daughter to be judged by some, I'm assuming some male coaches, some of them probably are male, judging who's got the biggest booty and the biggest boobs. Yeah, that's comfortable for me. Unbelievable. District spokeswoman Tanya Reuter said, a clear expectation has been set that awards of this nature are not acceptable and are not to be given at these cheerleading banquets going forward. However, the Times reported that a coach sent a note to the team on Sunday about this year's awards banquet that said only cheerleaders and coaches are invited. Oh boy, they're trying to keep out the parents and the media. They're probably going to give out some more booty awards. I have a suspicion. This sounds like big boob awards are going to continue in this high school. This is unbelievable. Yet again, another reason to homeschool your children. You can't leave them in the hands of strangers anymore, man. These people are out of their minds. Out of their minds. You can't. Oh, man. Do you guys agree or disagree? What do you think? Was there wrongdoing in this situation? I'm going to leave it up to you, to the weirdos, to kind of give me some feedback on this. But I think this needs to end. Would you, if your son or daughter, I'm not a parent, so I don't even know how this feels. It seems to me like it would be quite, I'd be quite angry if my daughter came home with an award like this. Would this piss you off, or what do you think about this? Those of you who are parents, call into Weird AF News, 646-450-2012. A Louisiana woman allegedly shot a pet llama named Earl in revenge after she claimed he ambushed her. Louisiana law enforcement officers arrested a woman for animal cruelty after she allegedly shot her pet llama 3 times. Wow, was it her own pet? I just assumed it was like a neighbor's pet. She shot her own pet llama 3 times. Did it live? Madeline Bourgeois, age 67, told the officers she shot the llama named Earl after he attacked her while she was working in a pasture at her home. Bourgeois escaped the gated yard, retrieved the gun from her property, and returned to shoot the animal, the deputies said. She escaped the gated yard? That's just a strange choice of a verb. In other words, she went back into her house and got a gun to shoot the animal. Earl, the llama, was taken to a nearby animal control facility where vets found gunshot wounds to its neck, shoulder, and abdomen. Ugh, this is sad. I'm sorry to present another story of animal cruelty after I covered that story a couple weeks ago about the guy who dressed up like a dog and sexually assaulted his own dog. This woman shot her own pet llama. What is with these people? Guys, you don't have to have a pet. You don't. It's not required. This is extra stuff in your life. If you're not a fan of llamas, why? You know, I'm just saying. I'm no biologist. The llama was evaluated at the Louisiana State University Veterinarian Clinic in Baton Rouge. Earl is a trooper, said the rescue people, for surviving these gunshots. This is unbelievable. Poor llama, shot 3 times. What a very strong llama, by the way. I don't know anything about llamas, but obviously they're pretty tough. Can survive a shot to the neck and a bullet to the abdomen? Oh, boy. Neighbor Angela Lede. Oh, let's hear what the neighbor says. You got to love these Louisiana neighbors. They always have something interesting to say about. Angela Lede, she was surprised. The neighbor was surprised to hear that Bourgeois had allegedly shot her pet. She said, I wouldn't think that she was cruel to animals like that. I mean, she seemed like a nice lady. I had no idea she would shoot her llama. No kidding. Well, I'd imagine most people that have a pet llama in general, you know, they're crazy about llamas because they're probably expensive. They take a lot of work. And you got to be really in love with a llama to keep it as a pet, I'd imagine. So I'd be surprised if my llama-owning neighbor shot her llama as well. The neighbor also added that she saw the gorgeous and gentle llama grazing in the yard, but never got too close to it. She says, it was pretty tall, almost my height. These are very helpful quotes, by the way. Thank you. Thank you, reporter. According to the law, Bourgeois has every right to defend herself while being attacked by llamas, but was no longer in danger after leaving the pasture. Ooh, this is what... So as soon as she left the gated pasture that the llama was in, she was no longer in a place where she could legally defend herself. So to go in the house, get the gun, come out, shows some, like... That's where the charge of animal cruelty, felony animal cruelty, conspiracy to commit... You know how it goes. You guys have watched The Sopranos. The article says Bourgeois should have called a vet or animal control for some assistance. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things people should do in Louisiana that they don't. Earl isn't the only llama to turn on its owner in recent months. Or I should say, it's not the only camelid, C-A-M-E-L-I-D, camelid, I guess that's a species. It's not the only camelid to turn on its owner. In December, reports emerged of an alpaca named Harry that attacked two women on an Australian hobby farm. An alpaca farmer warned ABC News that unaltered males can become very hostile. Ooh, watch out for the alpacas. I like these animals, by the way. They're adorable. Have you ever seen an alpaca's face? Oh my God, it's so soft. I just want to rub my face in it against its face and give it a big old kiss. I love these pets like this. You can't keep one. I can't keep one in downtown LA. But if I had a farm, I'd think about it. They seem like they're lovely. One thing, I would never do is shoot one of them because I'm a nice guy most of the time. So a bomb threat in a Home Depot was actually a customer warning that he's about to poop. A Home Depot customer's polite warning that the end of days was imminent, announcing to others that he was about to go poop in the washroom, was actually mistaken for a bomb threat in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita Police Department were called to a Home Depot after a reported bomb threat. Here's a quote. We just had a customer here make what may have been a bomb threat. This is what the man told a 911 dispatcher in released audio of the call. They already released the 911 call? This seems strange to me. Is this a real article? He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here and you need to leave the building. He said it three times. They called 911. Guy says there's a bomb in the building. He said it three times. Three times he said about a bomb. Police responded to the Home Depot store and learned that the threat came from someone inside the store's restroom. An employee told the responding officers that I was standing at the urinal when another gentleman came out of a stall and said, somebody told me there's a bomb in the building. You need to leave the building. According to the newspaper, a store clerk recognized the man because he's a regular customer, gave the man's name to the police officers. Officers contacted the man and he explained to the cops that he had no intention of causing such bomb alarm and that the comment he said was meant to be funny. It was actually about his poop. Turns out the man was in the washroom when at some point another gentleman gave the warning. You all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up. A comment he got the gist of, understanding that the man was in a serious need to defecate and that he was attempting to provide a polite warning to the other patrons of the bathroom. Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to give a polite warning about what's to go down, especially to your friends, you know, that may be using the restroom. Either they're coming in right after you or they happen to be in there at the same time. So, but then you gotta choose your words wisely because some people that don't know that you're joking around think that this is an actual bomb threat. I can't believe it happened like this, but yeah. The regular customer told the police that he gave the warning to the employee in the washroom, meaning it to be a joke, but said he didn't know the men's bathroom humor was taken so seriously. No charges were laid. Perhaps next time a courtesy flush will suffice, the article says. Funny person who wrote this article. Yeah, I guess you gotta, you know, the thing is, see, you gotta kind of take out the word bomb out of your vernacular these days. It's too alarming to people, you know? It's just too, people lose their minds over that. You know, after 9/11 and, you know, there's a lot of terrorist activity that, you know, you just can't throw around the word bomb like you used to. You just can't. You can't do it. People do not always take it as a joke. Someone who doesn't know you, they're going to think that, you know, you're being serious about... Hey, the media has drummed up, you know, and certainly our government has as well, you know, that the imminent dangers are always around the corner. Terrorists can hit us at any moment from anywhere. We're all living in a kind of fear of that. And so as a result, you got to be careful when you're dropping the bomb word. When you're dropping the bomb of the bomb, you know, you can't drop that kind of bomb these days. You got to be careful. It is kind of silly, though. It is very silly that at the end of the day, it was just a guy, you know, pooping up the place, just wanting to let people know the intentions were good. I appreciate you, sir, trying to let us know that, hey, You might not want to come in here for a while, but just maybe next time, just say it in a different way. Huh? Am I right? Do you guys have a new way to say it? What can we agree on what to say when you want to let somebody know that you've made a mess in there? Like, what do you say? How about, I've made a mess in there. You may find it very displeasing to your nasal passage. I think that's probably pretty good, right? Do you have a better one than that? Call into Weird AF News and tell me. 646-450-2012. Thank you to those who called in. Jay from Sacramento, Michael from Iowa City, Astrum, and then a mystery caller who sounds kind of like someone that's doing a Bill Cosby impression. I can't tell what that was, but it's hilarious. So thank you, guys. Also want to give a thank you to Melikins on Instagram, who wrote me, "You are seriously the favorite part of my day. Keep up the awesomeness. Florida Friday is the best." Thank you so much. That's lovely. Also, Ethan Miguel Cirque, hope I said your last name right, Cirque, on Twitter has been going back and forth with me, and had a comment on the story I did about the high winds blowing that dog Tinkerbell into the forest. He said, "Jonesy, you missed the weirdest part, that the Chihuahua Tinkerbell was found in the woods by a pet psychic." It didn't even say that in the article, which I wish it did, because I think that's so funny. The pet psychic. "I think I can find your dog, miss. Hold on, let me get my tarot cards out. Oh, behind the bush." A quarter of a mile that way. Pet psychics, you're so funny. Listen, I don't want to bash pet psychics, but you know, I'm gonna call bullshit on that. I'm open, though, if you want to convince me otherwise. Any pet psychics out there, please call into the show. 646-450-2012. I also got an email from someone named Ed, said who doesn't like my singing. Another person. "Hey, bud, I've been an avid listener for about 8 months. The show has drastically changed in the last month." Has it? He says, "I have to turn the volume up and down, and by the time the show is over, I have a headache. I have thought about calling or writing for a few weeks now. Here it goes. Number one, please stop singing, Jonesy. Stop singing. Number two, stop acting crazy. Stop yelling. One of the great things about your show is your interpretation of screwed up news stories. You don't need to scream into the microphone to make your point. Sheesh. Number three, I'm a mass transplant now living on the west coast of Florida. I enjoy Florida Fridays tremendously. Number four, there was something else, but I can't remember it now. I prefer the old show format. I hate to do it, but I'm going to delete your podcast if you continue to act like a drunk lunatic. The stories are funny themselves, and with your comments as well, just don't overdo it. Your loyal listener." Well, thank you for the feedback, Ed. Love it. The singing. Everybody hates the singing, apparently. Listen, if you want to write to the show anytime, I'll give you my Gmail. It's funnyjones@gmail.com. Also, I gave out the number a couple of times, so I'm going to annoy you with that. You can also reach out to me on Instagram @funnyjones, Twitter @funnyjones, and lastly, Facebook. Yes, Comedian Jonesy on Facebook. For those of you who are interested in seeing me do stand-up comedy, I'll be in San Francisco from the 13th to the 17th of March, and I'll be in Reno, Nevada from the, 9th, I'm sorry, what is it? The 21st through the 25th, something like that, yeah. I'll get the dates more exact. I apologize, but yeah, I'll put them up on all my dates should be on my Instagram as well. I put them up there anyways. So yeah, those are some dates. If you want to join the Patreon, I would so appreciate that. It would show some that you really have a love for what I'm doing here, and it would really touch my heart. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews, and you can support the show for as little as $2 a month, which is like buying Jonesy a cup of coffee a month, which is, or two, if I'm getting it at 7-Eleven or McDonald's. I actually don't mind McDonald's coffee, I have to say. I kind of recommend it. The rest of the stuff over there, I do not recommend the rest of the stuff. Just get the coffee and get out, because you could die. What else? Oh, thank you for listening. I appreciate your loyalty. And please give the show a review and a rating if you feel that way, if you feel like you want to do that, either a negative or a positive. I'm open to either one. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jonesy, this is Astrum. I was just listening to, let's see, what is today? Jeez, it's the 20th of February, so I may have been listening to the show from the 19th or maybe from earlier today. Not quite sure, but you mentioned the woman who was notorious for kidnapping young women and then bathing in their blood. And that lady is Elizabeth Bathory. She was born in the, I think, the 16th century and then died in the early 17th century. But, yeah, Elizabeth Bathory, she was known for murdering and enslaving and bathing in the blood of young women, thinking that it gave her youth and magical powers. A lot of really cool punk and metal songs and poems are written about her. Cradle of Filth actually did an entire album kind of partially dedicated to the figure and her grotesque passion. But yeah, check that chick out, dude. Read into it. Fascinatingly horrific stuff. Elizabeth Bathory. Your show is awesome, by the way. I'm still listening to it all the time. You're getting hilarious, like, exponentially. So, yeah. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, what's up, Josie? I'm calling from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Just wanted to say, big fan of the show. When the guards here let me listen, give me that free time, I say, oh, let me listen to that weird ass dude. Or, Rudy Moppin', I say, Rudy Toodly, Shootly Poobly, putting in the poppin', putting in the poppin', baby. Now, Cosby out, baby. Keep it lubed up, baby.
Hey, Jonesy, it's Michael calling from Iowa City about your story that you did yesterday about the Australian blogger who was so offended when her children found that their stuffed animals had a penis on the animal. It was a lion stuffed animal, and the children found that the animal had a small penis as part of the composition of the animal. And you had hit this one dead on the head with your analysis of that story. If you recall, her children were twin 4-year-old boys and a 3-year-old girl. And it was the 3-year-old girl that noticed the penis on the lion stuffed animal. So it was shocking to hear that the mother was so upset about this, because clearly her 3-year-old daughter knew what a willy was, because the girl was saying, look, mommy, the lion has a willy. So instead of being so offended by the fact that the stuffed animal had, you know, correct anatomy, the mother should have used this as a teachable moment for her children, especially because they were on their way to the zoo and would be obviously seeing those anatomical parts on the animals that would be at the zoo. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, the outrage that you expressed at this woman and her idiocy were correct. You had it, you know, dead on the head, right on the money. And so I'm completely with you and share your outrage at the woman's stupidity. Anyhow, just putting my 2 cents worth in on that one. You were right on the barrel head on that one. Take care, man. Keep bringing us the weird news.
What's up, Jonesy? This is your boy, man, calling Sacramento, Shay. What's going on is I just wanted to do some, you know, schooling for my boy Jonesy again, because he's not well-traveled like I am, you know? I'm just kidding. But for real, so this plane article where this chick is calling this plane her shot, that's not a name she gave to the plane, Jonesy. What that is actually a term of endearment. And I know this because when I was stationed in Germany, I had a German girlfriend. And, you know, that was probably the only girl I would have ever married in my life. Still love her to this day, but things happened when I had to leave Germany because the army sucked and wasn't able to, you know, stay with her. So that's another story, neither here nor there. But, yeah, she used to call me her shots. And that's basically calling, you know, the thing her boyfriend. But it's more than that, though. It's more than just saying this is my mashat. It's more than saying that's my boyfriend. That's like saying my beloved, my treasure, my, you know, it's way more than saying just, it's saying like my love, my beloved, you know, all in one. You know what I mean? Their words aren't, you know, perfectly translated across, like, you know, to English. But, yeah, so I would call her Shot Z. That's my Shot Z, and I'm her Shot. So it's male and female. But anyways, just thought I'd throw that out there so you knew, you know, she wasn't making up her own